I remember nothing of that day other than the snow and the mountains. All I know is what I have been told. I suffered leg amputations both below knee, a liver laceration, an intestine laceration, left arm nerve damage, and also TBI and PTSD. While at Walter Reed, I was encouraged to apply for a service dog through the NEADS, that's National Education for Assistance Dog Services, Canines for Combat Veterans Program. In August 2007, I was paired with Lila, a yellow Labrador, and we both quickly became known as Blonde on Blonde by other patients.
Scared. Afraid. Get away from me. Give me space. Do you have to stand so close behind me? Leave me be. Don't talk to me. Please don't talk to me. I don't know you. I get asked a lot what it's like to have PTSD, or what it is exactly. And it's like asking someone to describe the taste of water. It's almost impossible. There are moments every day where I'm scared. So scared, I don't think I can move. Why? I don't know why. There's no reason sometimes, or there's a sudden bang sound or a scene in a movie or TV show that transports me from my living room or wherever I am at that moment to those days, to getting shot at, or when I almost got blown up, or when my friends got killed and maimed for life. And I don't know how long I stay there, sometimes just a few moments, sometimes it seems like hours. Some days are better than others. Therapy has been helpful. But it doesn't take away it all at once, or sometimes at all, the anxiety. Seeing a garbage bag on the side of the road causes my heart to race, my palms to sweat. Those feelings keep me from doing a lot of things. The feeling like maybe I won't be able to get out, or if something happens, I won't be able to help. Living life in fear is not living, but it's what my life is now. I am no longer. I grieve the person I once was. I grieve for the person my friends said farewell to, and the woman that returned to them that they no longer understand.
This is Patricia Lee Stotter with Marcia Rock with another podcast from Service Disabled Female Veterans in Transition. You've just heard the words of our two veteran guests, Sue Downs and Alicia Thompson, read by actors Annie O'Sullivan and Carol DeCannabis. The subject today is PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. There's something unusual about today's interview, and that is that Sue and Alicia were together on the day that Sue was injured and almost died, and some of her fellow soldiers did die. Sue's tank, she was the gunner, hit an IED. Alicia was one of the first responders. So, two women, one day, and we're going to talk about the road to recovery. So, having said that, let me start, Sue, with a question for you. I'm wondering if your physical trauma consumed you and how that impacted your emotional trauma and healing.
The emotional trauma was worse than the physical trauma.
When you became conscious, what was that first moment that you remembered?
I remember laying in the bed in lawn stool, and the doctor came in and asked me what was wrong, and did I know what happened? And I was like, I know I lost one leg, but he was like, no, you lost both. And I was like, okay, you know, I mean, that wasn't what was on my mind. Worry about at the moment. I was just worried about the people in the truck.
And did you ask the doctor about that?
I already knew. In my heart, I knew, even though nobody told me.
Now, I have a question, Alicia, for you. When you were over there with Sue, how much did you two see of each other before the day of the accident?
I saw her quite a bit. We shared a room. All the females on our post shared the same room. and even before then, we, you know, hung out a little bit and had some mutual friends.
Did you feel before that day like you had been in reasonably good shape emotionally?
I mean, I had my issues beforehand, but did this make it worse? Absolutely.
And I imagine you had your emotional armor on while you were actively engaged, right?
You're not allowed to feel. I mean, you're allowed to feel, but I mean, if you feel, you can't do your job.
So, Sue, when you were at Walter Reed and working so hard to learn to walk again, when were you aware that maybe other things were going on emotionally with the effects of PTSD? Were you aware at all? Or were you so focused on your recovery that it didn't impact you immediately?
I was so focused on my recovery that PTSD didn't even enter my mind until I left.
And then how did it evidence itself?
It just hit me like a brick, you know? Everything just started crumbling around me. It's like reality hit me. You know, at Walter Reed, I was still surrounded by a lot of supported people, you know, and I had people there that were like me and that helped me, so I didn't get so down. And then when I left and hit the real world, it just, there was nobody around anymore.
How long were you there?
2 years, a little bit over 2 years.
And how much of that time was your family able to visit you and be with you?
My mom and my husband, they switched off.
So they were there most of the time with you?
Oh, yeah. I was never alone.
And I certainly know from photographs that you got visits from very distinguished people. But what I'm hearing you say is that it was still a military environment, and in a strange way, even though you were injured, you hadn't really started to transition yet, perhaps?
I guess I wasn't really aware of the PTSD. I didn't even know that I had it. I didn't know what it was, per se. So when I was acting out, I didn't know that that was why. With my husband, I just lashed out so much, but I didn't understand why I was doing it. And the same with my mother. I did the same thing to her and didn't know why.
Did you get any help?
I blew it off for the longest time while I was there because I had so much going on that I felt like I didn't have time to go see a doctor about it. But I had a really great psychiatrist that just kept visiting me anyways. Even during PT, you know, she would always come and see how I was. And eventually I started going to see her about an hour a week or so.
That's great. And Alicia, when did you become aware that you definitely had PTSD? What things were going on in your life, and when was it that you suddenly came to terms with this?
I have to say it was probably within the last year. I mean, I knew something was wrong. There's an anger, there's a rage. You don't know where it comes from.
How long was it between the end of your active duty and the moment when you realized you had post-traumatic stress disorder?
I was discharged in December of 2008. This past year is when I finally started going to counseling at the VA.
The experience that actually got you into the room?
It's the anger and just being angry at everything and everybody. And it's not their fault.